It's rare for an art museum to become the stage for political protest, but it did happen once at the Walters. It was late October 1993, and we were about to open an international loan exhibition of the art of medieval Ethiopia called African Zion. This exhibition was an event of such importance for the country of Ethiopia that the leader of its ancient Christian community, the Abuna Paulos, organized a special visit to the United States to coincide with its opening in Baltimore. We were greatly honored and quite eager to receive him, that is, until just a few days before his arrival, when we began to receive angry phone calls through the museum's switchboard. It seems that the Abuna Paulos was closely associated in the minds of America's large Ethiopian community with the then president of the country. And while public protests had been suppressed in Ethiopia itself, things were at the boiling point and quite free to boil over here in the United States. Since some among the callers were threatening the physical safety of the Abuna, we called in the State Department, which kindly sent a representative to Baltimore. He informed us in solemn tones that a threat against Paulos, who was Ethiopia's equivalent of the Pope, would be at the level of international significance second only to a threat against Ethiopia's president himself. But he added, the Abuna's security was our problem, or rather that it was an issue to be addressed by Baltimore City Police. The day of the exhibition's opening arrived, Baltimore police were out in force around the Walters, and we were extremely thankful for that, since as the day wore on, more and more protesters appeared along Center and Charles Streets and in the west end of Mount Vernon Place in front of the Walters, my office. They raised handmade signs denouncing Ethiopia's president and the Abuna Paulos, and many carried grocery bags, which we were pretty certain, based on what we had read about earlier demonstrations in New York and Washington, concealed eggs and rocks. The bad news, beyond what I've already described, was that a message had come via our switchboard that a certain Abdul was looking for the director of the museum. The good news was that I was pretty certain that none of the protesters, Abdul included, knew what I looked like. So for nearly an hour, I quietly strolled the streets and park around the museum, talking with and taking pictures of the protesters. Everything built to a crescendo about 6:30, half an hour before we were to open our doors to our members for our gala exhibition preview. The Abuna and his entourage of priests were inside the museum's glass doors, and outside, now far outnumbering the protesters and police, were hundreds of museum members waiting to come in, plus two local television stations with cameras and live broadcast antennas. It seems our opening was the hot topic in Baltimore that evening. Tension was running high, very high. And then an official call came in from the Ethiopian embassy in Washington. The Ethiopian ambassador was on the line for VCON, and in a measured and solemn voice, he let me know two things. First, that he considered this an international incident in the making, and second, that he held me personally responsible for it. I decided enough is enough. I told our head of marketing to find a large piece of white cardboard and a magic marker, and to make a sign telling the crowd outside that the exhibition preview was canceled. We simply could not guarantee the safety of the Abuna once the doors were opened. After some haggling, Paulos and his entourage went out the back way and disappeared in their van, passing the crowd unnoticed into the night. The TV stations interviewed both protesters and members, and gradually the crowd dispersed. Thankfully, everything was peaceful the next morning when at 11 a.m. our African Zion exhibition opened to the public. There I was in the lobby, just outside the exhibition gallery, watching with no small amount of relief and satisfaction as the crowds poured in to see the show. We had, after all, been all over the evening news the day before, and we'd made the front page of the morning paper with a photo of that handwritten sign telling our members to, quote, go home. But some big excitement was yet to come. After all these years, I can still see in my mind's eye, as if it were yesterday, our front desk volunteer coming my way with the news that Abdul was here to see me. And suddenly, before I had a chance to react, there was Abdul rushing toward me. But not in anger, not in protest, there were neither eggs nor rocks. Just a big hug and a tearful thank you from an Ethiopian American to the Walters director for bringing the art and story of his country to the United States.